Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Dan Abernathy, the president and CFO with Big D Floor Covering Supplies. Dan, how you doing?
I'm good today.
It's good to talk to you. I wanted to talk about this news about you acquiring Diamond W from Tarkett. But before we get to that, let's go through a little background. I was noticing you've been in this role with Big D for 13 years. And prior to that, you spent 13 years at Circle K, right?
Yes, I have.
Tell us a little bit about who Big D is.
So Big D operates on the West Coast, predominantly in Arizona and California. We currently operate 31 stores. We're basically a supply business, a sundry business. We've never sold a lot of finished floor products over the years. We basically have focused exclusively on the supply side and the sundry side of the business. Currently, we're operating 12 stores in Arizona, 16 stores in California, and one store in Nevada, Albuquerque, and El Paso each, for a grand total of 31 stores. Big D got its start in Orange County, Southern California, was founded in 1967, and has been really, really successful the last few years. As we came out of the pandemic, focusing on quality customer service, competitive pricing, and making sure we take care of the customer.
So the name of the game here is if an installer needs supplies, tools, bagged goods, they can come right in the front doors kind of to the service desk and pick up whatever they need, right?
Yeah, 100% right. Big D currently this year will have 50,000 active customers who are just that, installers who come in to pick up product to be able to do their job. We stock full lines of a whole lot of different products, Mappe, Schluter, Uzen, Custom, and of course, Tarkett also is stocked in all of our stores.
And when you say Tarkett, is it primarily the Johnsonite Cove base, or are there other products as well?
Yeah, it's the whole commercial line, which is one of the reasons we were excited with the opportunity with Diamond W. Historically, Big D has sold the stuff that went under the floors, and Diamond W sold the stuff that went on top. And when the opportunity was presented to Big D by Tarkett, we saw it as an immediate match to be very complementary to our existing business. And the other part about Diamond W is its geography sits right on top of the existing Big D geography. So there were no new areas and no geographies that we had to move into. We were just sort of coexisted next to each other.
All right. So Tarkett came to you and suggested that being in the distribution business is not our core competency. And would you be interested in helping us by taking us out of this business? And that's when you said yes. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. We did some due diligence with them to start with to see how good the fit was going to be, and it was probably better than we expected. And based upon the due diligence that they gave us, it became a pretty easy decision to make, given how complementary both of the businesses are.
So you don't really pick up an expanded geographical area. You just kind of expand the products that you carry, right?
Exactly. We've got full lines now of wood products, LVT, all kinds of other flooring materials. And with the supply side of the business, like I said, it's a really good fit. Only 50% of the Diamond W customers were existing Big D customers, and only 50% of the Big D customers were Diamond W customers. So there's a little bit of overlap, but it brings in a whole new customer base to sell both sides of the business into.
So now you're more than just a sundry supplier to installers, because you've got, a wider base of customers, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a much wider base of customers. Diamond W brings on 2,000 additional customers to Big D. We're fortunate enough to hire all of the Diamond W sales staff and support staff to be able to manage the company. Finished flooring is not something that Big D has a lot of expertise in. The way we intend to operate this business is our main distribution center is going to be in Tracy, California. That's a 135,000 square foot facility in Northern California. A lot of the incremental Diamond W business is in California, Southern California. A lot of the business is in that market. So we added an additional 100,000 square feet of warehouse adjacent to our existing Garden Grove location. We went ahead and put another 100,000 square feet in there to be able to service the customer.
So at this point, it's going to be incremental in all ways as far as personnel and the locations.
Diamond W just operated out of a distribution model. Diamond W had four locations that they worked out of. The City of Industry was their main distribution center, which we are going to relocate up to Tracy. They had a facility in Northern California in Hayward, and we consolidated that into Tracy. They had a facility in Phoenix, and we consolidated that into our Phoenix location. And the same thing with San Diego. Diamond W had a location there, and we consolidated that into Big D's San Diego location.
So the last question, how's business right now?
Business is strong. Interest rates went up. Things slowed down. Starting in about May, you could start to see the market turn around and some strong sales increases. As we head into the end of the year and hopefully the economy cooperates, we're expecting really, really big things for the rest of 24 and into 2025.
Are most of your installer customers, most of them focused in the commercial market, or is it kind of a mix of both residential and commercial?
It's a mix. I'm going to say it's 50-50. You know, when the commercial side of the business slows down a little bit, the residential picks up and they do more work in that segment. So it just sort of depends upon what the business environment is of how the mix of the customers change.
How long y'all been working on this project?
We've been working on this project since last December.
That's 6-7 months.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for giving us an update on this news. Again, been talking to Dan Abernathy about Big D's acquisition of Diamond W, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaAlley.net.